Welcome back to the podcast, everybody. I'm Jeremy Birmingham, and this is another episode of Bermanology. Ohio State has two of the country's top two cornerbacks committed in the class of 2025, that being Devin Sanchez and Naeem Offord. We're going to talk to both of them on the next episode of Bermanology, starting right now. Devin Sanchez, Naeem Offord here with us now on the podcast. Thanks, guys, for taking the time. Let's just go back a couple days, if we can. The first time you guys met each other was this last weekend in Columbus at the Ohio State spring game. I know that being the top-ranked cornerbacks in the country, you often hear your names linked to one another. What was it like to finally get a chance to meet, and how has that relationship improved since then? Because I think it is kind of weird sometimes when you're recruiting and you're in a class with dudes from all over the country that you really don't know each other.
That's true. We had text at first before I even committed. You know what I'm saying? We was trying to build a strong, good relationship after that. And then we met each other. We finally seen each other. We know we had to play with each other, so we had to build a strong relationship. And then it's a brotherhood, so.
Yeah, I mean, it was really just us finally meeting each other, you know. Coach Duhart actually introduced us to each other. I'd never seen him before, you know. Like you said, we only text. So, I mean, it was good meeting the dude that I'm going to be playing with. You know, we're going to be playing beside each other the next couple of years coming up.
You know, Devin, pregame, I talked to you on the field before the game on Saturday. And Naeem, I heard you were out shopping before the game on Saturday. So you were a little late getting down the tunnel. What did you have to buy in Columbus on this past weekend?
A lot. I ain't gonna lie, the experience. It was really mainly the experience I seen. That was my first time actually, like, being in the game, like, watching them, like, looking at the crowd, the players. That was my first time actually meeting the players. I never watched them practice, so that was my first time just seeing them get live. And I'm cool with the players. I like the fan base. When I got there, everybody, you know, so they was just greeting me on, welcoming me. So,
you know, when you guys were there this weekend, Jeff Okuda was in the house. I know you guys spent some time with Jeff. He was a member of the 2017 Ohio State recruiting class. That was the last time the Buckeyes signed the country's number one and number two ranked cornerbacks. That was Jeff and Sean Wade out of Florida. That feels like a long time ago now, but did you get any sort of chance or a chance to gain some insight from Jeff? Devin, I'll open that up to you first. I know as a Texan, maybe you guys had a little bit more to talk about.
Yeah, I was in there.
What did you learn from him?
I learned a lot. You know, I was in there with him, you know, for like 2-3 hours just talking ball the whole time. So, you know, I woke up early, you know, from my hotel, and I went in there and met with Coach Walt, him, and the other 26 corner, Dorian. So, I mean, it was just a lot of ball just being taught, you know. I mean, you never learn too much. So, I mean, he taught us a lot because, you know, he's been on all three levels, in high school, college, and he's not in the league. And then he's also a resource to me now. You know, I got his number. You know, I can hit him anytime, ask questions if I want because he's down the street from, you know, he's in Houston. So, I mean, he taught me a lot, you know, just ball stuff I can add on to the stuff that I do now.
Naeem, did you get a chance to link up with Jeff at all? I know I saw the one photo with you guys together, but it's always hard to tell if that's on your way out of the building, if you're hanging out, or how that worked.
Nah, that was my first time, like, actually speaking to him. He just telling me I'm getting myself involved with the right plays, the right coaching staff, just great environment. He said I'm going to be coaching and develop. So.
You know, I think that there's a lot of times, guys, that people see the social media stuff and they see all the glitz and the glamour and all of the accolades and praise that Tim Walton gets. Can you guys talk about, and I'll start with you, Naeem, here, like, what is it about Tim Walton that really drew you to him at first and to Ohio State, knowing that Devin was already committed?
I mean, they came, you got to think about it. I'm a person from Alabama, so you rarely see people offered from Ohio State. That's the first option already. Apparently, he's seen some potential in me. I already knew about him before because Jalen Ramsey, that's my favorite corner. I watch him. So he told me that he coached him. Then Jalen Ramsey, you know, I got on the phone, chopped it up with him before. He told me that's one of the best coaches. And then, you know, he showed me his resume. Ain't no coach competing with his resume. Not one coach I know has competing with his resume. And I know if I go there with him, I'm going to get developed as a man on and off the field. He's going to teach me the basics. He's going to teach me the game. And I know I'm just comfortable. I'm more comfortable around him. So,
and Devin, same question for you. I mean, we've talked about it at length, you and I, in the past. But How is the relationship with Coach Walton now, even compared to when you committed 4 months ago? And is the strength of that relationship one of the biggest reasons why when you got home on Sunday night, you said, hey, I'm done with this. I'm definitely not taking any more visits. Not that you had yet, but was that a big part of it?
Yeah, I mean, I got out of any coach, you know, I got the strongest relationship with Coach Walt. And it's not really, it's not even just Coach Walt. I mean, it's Coach Duhart too. You know, he plays a big factor in that, you know, for me and Aheem. I mean, he plays a very big factor in that. So, I mean, Coach Walt, you know, this relationship we got is different. You know, it's like, he like another dad to me. You know, he talks to me. He gonna always keep it real. He never gonna fake it. So I mean, everything he tells us is real deal. Cause I mean, he's been in the shoes. You know, 12 years in the league. I mean, he coached J Ram. You know, a lot of guys. He was a DC. You know, when some of these college coaches was just getting started, Coach Walt was already in the league. So I mean, he's coached, you know, big time players. He's been around guys that, you know, not just in our position, but he's coached dudes like Aaron Donald. He's been a defensive coordinator with the Rams and stuff like that. So, I mean, why wouldn't you want to get coached by a guy like that? So, I mean, this relationship that we got is different.
I don't need to take credit for anything, but the reason he changed his Twitter handle to OG Walt was because I told him he needed to. Just so you know.
I remember the first time I met him, he said that. And then, you know, like he said, I had to look at his resume. Then he showed me his resume, and he was like, dude, just look at it. I mean, you see it. I mean, it all speaks for itself.
So, Does he ever talk to you guys about his playing days at Ohio State? Have you ever seen photos of him in the old days? Because he had zero swag, like zero. Nah.
Actually, my commitment.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah, he was great. He always like, we like to mess with him a lot. So, I mean, he be talking like, y'all boys don't know. But, you know, you see my commitment shirt, he's on there. So, I got a few pictures of him.
Yeah, that was a hard shirt. I ain't gonna lie. That shirt.
Like, all the video from his playing days is in black and white, though.
Now he actually got a few of them that's not in. It's hard to see, but it's not in black and white. You can see it look grass. You can see it look green.
Yeah, the HD cameras hit a whole lot different than they did 35 years ago, I assure you. Guys, as you start to get to know each other and start to build a relationship, obviously Blake Woodby was also there this weekend. The other quarterback committed to Ohio State in the class of 2025. You were on campus with Cody Haddad, who committed on Saturday in the secondary. Deshaun Stewart was there. There's obviously some big time safeties that Ohio State is still involved in. How involved are you guys in talking to Fahim Delane and talking to Trey McNutt? And what is your recruiting approach for those guys? I mean, because I know neither of you are like really wanting a ton of attention, and you don't love media. I know that, but. Are you comfortable being involved now, seeing what you guys, how close you are to really building a truly elite defensive class?
Well, with us, we want to win. That's the only thing about us. We want to win. That's part of the program. If you ain't coming to win, it's no point in you trying to come. You ain't coming to have competition every day. As you can see, they compete at a number of competition over there. So if you ain't coming to compete, we don't want you. It's just that simple.
Yeah, I mean, that like he hit it like, I mean, some of these guys just want to go to schools and they want to hear, oh, you'll play day one. Nah, like, we coming in to work. Like, we got places to be, and then it's a longer season. And then, you know, we also got to be, you know, we got to be teams like Oregon and a team up north. So, I mean, that's going to come with guys that actually want to play that they don't want to hear, oh, you going to come in from the jump and play. Like, nah, we want to work for that. So, I mean, we need guys like, you know, Fahim to come in because, I mean, he is one of the top safeties. So, I mean, just to have me and him on the outside and then Fahim over top, I mean, that's crazy. That's dangerous. I mean, and then, you know, just, you know, Jermaine, he going to already be there. He going to be in his last year. You know, Caleb Downs, too. So, I mean, like, we could really bring BIA back for real. Like, it'd be crazy.
When you're watching it, and I'm going to ask this one to you, Devin, mostly because Naeem, you were not on campus. You haven't been there for games yet. Devin, when you started paying attention to Ohio State, there was a lot of discussion about the defense and that they weren't going to be very good and that Jim Knowles and Tim Walton and these guys weren't going to bring back that standard, that BIA standard. Compared to what you saw the first time you were on campus, compared to what you saw this last weekend on campus, How crazy is the difference that you can see as a player?
It's a big difference. You know, when I first went up there the very first time to watch a practice, it was just like a regular spring practice. So, I mean, it was cool to watch. And I mean, it was just filling everybody out. But, I mean, now I've been there like six times. So, I mean, I'm cool with all the guys, all the DBs. So, I mean, I practice like the last practice I went to, the last spring practice I went to was crazy. I mean, one-on-one reps was crazy. I ain't never seen IGB, you know, he showed JJ that this not high school no more. So, I mean, this grown man stuff. So, I mean, it's just practice now. It's at a different level. You know, they're used to not just letting the offense just walk all over them. They actually want to win now. And, you know, Coach Knowles, he makes that a known thing every time he meets with me. You know, we come to win. That's why we bring in guys like me and Naheem. And, like, they want to win. They come to practice. I mean, you win at practice, too. You don't just win at the game. You win at practice. So, I mean, practice now is just the energy at practice is through the roof, and it's crazy. And Coach Day just lets it – he just lets it flow. He just let the guys be the guys, and, you know, they do what they do.
Naheem, have you gotten to know Jim Knowles pretty well in your couple trips to campus?
Yes, sir, I actually have. I have. Every time you see me, he'll make a little joke time to time, but at the same time, he tell me, I'm coming here to win. It's a business thing. It's like, you know, if I'm getting to college – my mind already got to be focused, so everybody got to be locked in. Because all it takes for one person, it just takes that one person. That's what he told me. So
I look at the roster, and I mean, I played some college baseball. I consider myself an athlete, even though I'm old and fat now. So I still think about things like what number you're wearing. Naheem, I know you wear number one. Devin, you wear number six. I don't think anyone Davison wears number one on defense, but he's likely going to be gone when you're out the door. Have you guys started talking about that? Like how to guarantee you get your number?
No, sir. But sometimes he asked me, he'd be asking what kind of number I want. I'd be like, I don't really care. I just want a ball, honestly.
Oh, come on now. You don't want to go in there wearing number.
I told him I don't mind getting that Uno, but you know, I'm really just hit a ball because like you got to think about it. You get to the league, you get whatever number. You know what I'm saying? You got a ball first. Hey, they ain't gonna just hand you a number. So
yeah, for sure.
But I want that Uno or that five. So
hey, we can go five and six because I'm coming five in.
Hey, that's
five and six. I'm coming in. You know, I don't really. You know, I've learned the lesson of one. I don't have a one in my high school. We don't have a number one. So yeah. You know, I'm cool with keeping six. I don't have six. You know, going on my third year of varsity football. So I mean, six is just stuck with me. So. I mean, hey, we go five or six. I mean, that's already talking about BIA coming back, so why not let's just keep it rolling?
As a matter of fact, I need to go ahead and get that five. I'm being realistic with you because my freshman year, I had number five actually.
Then you're gonna have to start working something out with Aaron Scott to get that five for him. I think that's gonna be a battle.
I'm gonna work something out with it.
As you guys like build this relationship between the two of you, how do you help each other get better? How are you able, you know, obviously Devin, you're in Houston, Naheem, you're in Alabama. How do you guys work to make each other better from now until December, until you sign?
Really, I say just keep doing what we're doing now. You know, I mean, it's really nothing we can do for real. If we're being honest, until we actually, you know, get to Ohio and we there, because I'm pretty sure he's graduating early just like me. Yep. So, I mean, but that's coming quick. So, December would be here and like that. So, I mean, it's really just building our relationship even stronger and stronger. And then once we come in, we are already coming in with a target on our back. So, I mean, it's just sticking together and just working it out because, I mean, at the end of the day, we both want to be on the field at the same time.
Yep, like you said, he right about that. Can't really tell right now. But, like, you know, when we actually get there, you know, we're going to be doing weight room. So, we're going to be competing against each other. But at the same time, we teammate, we're just going to be pushing each other.
Are you guys motivated by this conversation? Like, if you look at the national rankings, it's 1-2, 1-2, 2-1, 2-1 with you guys. How much does it bother you? And how much of a competitive spirit are you guys having with each other about, hey, I want to finish number one, or I'm going to finish number one? Or do you realize that the people ranking those things don't really matter at all?
At the end of the day, it doesn't really matter because we both went to the same school. same, we went to the same school. Like we both finna be Buckeyes. So I mean, it really don't matter at the end of the day. It don't matter who finished one, who finished two, because I mean, really, I say the people that really do the rankings don't watch film for real, because there's some guys that shouldn't even be that hot. But I mean, that's not.
It just be really because the people, they play like both sides of the ball. That's
yeah. A lot of people play both sides of the ball. I don't play both sides of the ball in my school. So really, just to be ranked as high as I am, it's a blessing, because in my school we don't need that. I play straight corner. So I mean, it's a blessing to be ranked that high. But at the end of the day, we both know what we can do. We both know what we're walking into in these next few months in December and January. So it's really about just competing and you know, staying level-headed and just working, because at the end of the day in college, it don't matter about the rankings. It don't matter who you were, because dudes gonna humble you real quick. So, I mean, it don't matter who finished one, who finished two, you know, because like I said, end of the day, we both going to Ohio State. And I for me, I think that's a better thing, because you got number one and two corner both committed to the same place. You barely see that. You don't really see that.
You don't never see that.
Yeah, you don't never see that. So to see that, that's to open your eyes up right there. Like, obviously, Coach Walton and Coach Knowles in Ohio State doing something right.
Let me ask you this question then, because I know, Naeem, you're still hearing from other schools. Devin, obviously, the announcement you made this week, you say, hey, I'm done with this. Like, don't hit me up, basically. Like, how is that something that other schools are mentioning to you guys? Like, hey, why do you want to go there? He's already there. Why do you – or is that – or are they trying to avoid that because maybe it seems like they're kind of weak?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of avoiding it, because, I mean, at the end of the day, they doing the right thing. I mean, they doing stuff that y'all didn't do. So, I mean, it's really – they don't hit me with the, oh, he going there too, he going – nah, it's not that, because it's – obviously, Coach Walt, he doing his job. So, he doing what's right.
This weekend, last weekend on campus, Naeem, did you find a spot to eat? And Devin, did you and the family hit up Roosters? Because I know your mom wanted to.
I don't remember the spot that I went to, but it was a breakfast spot. Whatever. No, it was a dinner spot. I don't know what it was. I had some steak. It was so good.
Man, yeah, Roosters, not it. And I'm sorry about Ohio.
It was something else I went to.
I'm sorry for all the Ohio people. Roosters is not it. Like,
what did you have? Let's break it down. Do we do a show there?
Hey, I had some wings. The wings was not it.
What? Let's break down. What was wrong with the wings?
It just too much bread in it. Like it was not good. I didn't like it. Then
you can't order them naked. Just so you know, you can't order them without breading.
I didn't know that.
Well, see. Then your server didn't do a very good job. We'll fix that.
That's not a spot. I mean, now I know that I probably still wouldn't go back. There's not a spot I'd go back. But favorite spot, though, you know, hey, when you go down there, too, hey, go to Hyde Park. Like, Hyde Park is best.
What they got?
That's one of the ones. They got steaks. They got all that. Like hot dogs.
Whatever spot I went to and I had a steak, I had a salmon. Man, that crap was so good.
Yeah, it's crazy. It was another spot too. Another spot I like. It's on High Street. I forgot the name. My parents actually like the Eagle. They like the Eagle. Yeah. The Eagle's not bad. I like the Eagle too. But
Let me ask you, Devin, obviously you're from Houston. You're kind of used to being in Columbus now. You realize Columbus is a major city. Being from Birmingham, Naeem, did you expect Columbus to be quite as big as it was?
I already knew it was big. Me seeing Birmingham every day, I had to get out of there. I had to get out of the environment for one. So when I seen Columbus, I mean, that was my first time actually being in Ohio, but I got family in Ohio. I was actually shocked because you see more people. You see more supportive people, actually. That, you know how they say when you're in Alabama, they be like, it's straight Alabama fans. But truly, though, they go behind your back. They talk about you. That's how it really go. You go to Ohio, Columbus, they're going to all support you. They're going to be behind you. They're going to still behind you. They're going to always rock your jersey. Like, they're down, like, down hard fan, like, of Ohio. And you can tell the difference from Alabama to Ohio. You can just see the difference. But well, it's a real peaceful state for me.
We're going to find out what number that jersey is for you in a few months. I guess if you need me to slide you Aaron Scott's phone number, I will, so you can start figuring that out. It's going to be a battle.
We're going to have a little bit of a talk.
That'll be a battle. Last thing, when's the next trip to Columbus for you guys? Are you taking your official visit the same weekend, or do you guys have to split that up?
I got mine June 21st. When are yours, dude?
Same one.
21st, yeah.
Whole time we together. I mean, I think that's the week that all the commits are supposed to be there. So Tavian going to be there. Nate Roberts. Blake probably going to be there. So, I mean, Carter's going to be there. So, we're going to have all the guys there, you know, and it's just building a relationship out, you know, on the OV, but outside the OV, I plan on, you know, just going out with those guys and just, you know, building that strong relationship, doing something fun with everybody.
That's also the weekend that David Sanders will be in town. So, pretty big official visit there.
Need to get him here.
Devin, you camped with Tim Walton last summer. Naeem, you did not. Is that a possibility for this early June for you guys or no?
No, sir.
Got it. What about you, Devin? Are you getting back?
I don't plan on doing no camp. I'm done camping.
Yeah, I'm done camping. I think that was the last camp I ever went to. And I only went to that camp just because they wanted to just see if I really could cabal for real. And, you know, I did. So, I mean, I don't have to go to no other camps. I mean, Ohio, they know what I can do. They know how I play. So, I mean, I don't got to show that no more.
Well, we have a lot of fans up here in Ohio that are very excited to see you guys put it on the field and play for real starting as soon as possible. We will have a lot more opportunity to talk to you between now and December, I hope. But for now, guys, I really do appreciate you taking time to join us.
For sure.
Appreciate it.
Devin Sanchez, Naeem Offord. I'm Jeremy Birmingham. This has been Bermanology. Thanks for watching, everyone. We'll catch you next time.